will open the doors. And where is the Chancellor's office? Well, there it is, right over there and sitting comfortably. It is our great friend, the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. A little wet from being outside, but other than that, feeling good and life is great.
Well, that's not a bad combination at all. It is starting to rain heavily again in downtown Bloomington. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be the way here for, the next hour or so. But the good news, it's 56 when we're not shoveling anything, so that's not bad.
Yes, exactly. Perfect.
That is not bad either. Busy times, as always, at Ivy Tech. And I want to start with by reminding some folks that not this week, not next week, but the week after, will be March. And believe it or not, in March, your partnership with the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, you are going to have a fantastic night at Shreve Hall on Thursday, March 2nd. And I don't want that to get sold out or fallen through the cracks. It is the 2023 Educator of the Year, Outstanding Educator Award winners, and all that fun stuff. How much fun is that going to be in a couple of weeks?
Oh, so much fun. And the place, you know, has been packed in the years that they have held it out here at Ivy Tech at Shreve Hall. It's just so awesome to see, you know, the award winners so well deserved and highlighted for their accomplishments. And, you know, a lot of students are there, so kids from high school and the grade schools and things like that and families and, you know, just the team members that are celebrating the award winners are, you know, fellow teachers and administrators from MCCSE. And it's just going to be a really wonderful event. And we just love hosting events out here, as you know. So many things in our community are held out here, and we absolutely love making that happen and can't wait for that event. It's going to be fun.
And you have tons of events all throughout the year, whether it's springtime or fall and everything else.
Yep.
Again, a great place for the community to get together and meet up and have some fun. And you guys are busy. We're not into March yet, but when we do get into March, we'll have another 8 weeks getting ready to start and roll along with that. When does everything get, well, let's get to the important things. When is your spring break? And after your spring break is over, then it gets really important again.
That's right. So we have the same spring break as MCCSE and IU. So the week of the 13th, we will also be on spring break, which is great. We don't always follow the same spring break, but this year we are, and it makes it so much easier. You know, being a statewide system, we can't always have that same date. But when, you know, here in Bloomington, we love it when we can match up because, you know, many of our students are also students at IU. Our faculty who have kids, you know, our faculty here have kids in MCCSC, so it's and Ellettsville as well, so it's easier to have that same schedule. So we will be on spring break that week, and then a whole round of new courses will start in our second 8-week session, which starts Monday, March 20th, again, right after spring break. So we have all kinds of courses available, and you're welcome to come on out to the campus to talk to somebody, come and see us on a Tuesday at the Tech to talk to somebody, take a tour, you know, check out our labs, and kind of just discuss maybe what kind of courses, what degree do you think you want to pursue in order to fulfill a career goal that you might have. So come on out to the campus. Again, classes, a whole new set starts March 20th.
Well, last Tuesday, 2 days ago, that was Valentine. Did you have a Valentine's Day Tuesday at the Tech? How romantic.
We did. It was so beautiful. It was lovely.
Well, that's good because you've been busy this week as well, because we told everybody last Thursday you were hosting the Science Olympiad last weekend. How did your future scientists enjoy their time on campus?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. So many people, students from all across the state. We had something like 100 plus volunteers, not only from our campus, from faculty and staff and students, but also people in our community came out and helped volunteer. So that was fantastic. Oh my God, it was just packed. The team worked all day. They started setting up at 6 a.m. and I don't think they finished until well after 6 p.m. But I did want to share the overall competition winners.
Oh, good.
Jackson Creek Middle School here in Bloomington, and then Terre Haute South High School, and they're the regional champions, and they'll advance to the state tournament in March. But it was phenomenal. Dan O'Neill and Patrick O'Neill, their brothers, they ran the whole thing. They're just awesome, and it was a great, great event to have so many kids out here in a model of like the Olympics, you know, the Science Olympiad. It was just really cool.
Well, that's outstanding, and that's what a little competition will do, bring out the best in all the students. So we'll wait for that next. Did you do one in the fall or just in the spring when we do?
Usually in the fall. Now, we've had a robotics competition in the fall before, so we're going back to that, hosting that as well. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on all the things happening out at Ivy Tech all the time.
Well, that's why we visit every week with the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. It's too busy to say, well, you know, if you just join us once a month, we'll just rattle off all 7,427 things happening. No, we need information, and we need it now. Now, before we get to March, again, there's some other things we need to point to. And the final Sunday of February is tremendously important. It is so important that Pat McCafferty is going to join me next week for College Goal Sunday. The kickoff starts next Sunday, the 26th, on the campus of Ivy Tech.
That's right. So it's called College Goal Sunday. It's February 26th. At 2 p.m. here on our campus, and so I know Pat will share all the details. She has been in financial aid. She's a national financial aid expert. She's incredible, and she and her team, staff from the campus, and staff from IU will also be here on campus to help students and parents, family members, complete that free application for federal student aid. It's a critical piece to submit to the federal government for them to come back to the colleges that the students want to go to, whether it's IU or Ivy Tech or Vincennes, wherever they want to go. That FAFSA allows the campus or the colleges to share with the students what they're eligible for. So they may be eligible for state dollars to fund their education. They might be eligible for federal dollars. But then each college has its own scholarship. You know, Susie Graham's been on the show many times, and we have scholarships. And so that FAFSA, filing that FAFSA, is critical to be able to be eligible for any of those kinds of scholarships and things like that. So you'll hear more from Pat on the show, but come on out to Ivy Tech on a Sunday for a couple hours, and we'll help you fill that form out and answer any questions that you might have.
Yeah, exactly right. And Pat will tell us all of the tax information, what years, and all the other details that go along with that. So join us on Monday at 3:35. She will make her annual visit, and we will get you lined up for everything you need to know. The one thing I think it's tremendously important about College Goal Sunday, you don't need an appointment or anything. You can just show up for that, right?
That's right. You can show up. We will have a team of people to guide you, to help you. Maybe you just have a quick question, or maybe you just need complete help filling out that FAFSA, and that's what we're going to be here for. We have computer labs everywhere, people to guide you to the appropriate area. But we get that FAFSA filled. We don't care if you're going to Ivy Tech. We don't care. Just if you're going anywhere, come on out next Sunday to get that completed, because it's really critical to get all the help that you can to complete your college degree.
Yeah, you don't want to leave any money on the table that could be yours that you don't even have to pay back in certain cases. So we will handle that. Pat will join us coming up Monday, 3:35, so we will get to all of that fun stuff that is going on with College Goal Sunday. It sounds more complicated than it is, so let's not get too worried about it. We'll walk you through it, and that's why they have the big day. And it's just not here, Chancellor Vaughn. It's 36 other places around the state as well. So
that's right.
If you have friends, neighbors, relatives, family, whatever it could be in different parts, you don't have to come to Bloomington. You can get help anywhere you go. I saw this press release earlier in the week that caught my eye about Bloomington High School North students have a chance to start college early at Ivy Tech by earning Indiana College Core in high school.
Yeah.
Well, that's again, get ahead, stay ahead, and another different way to attack it.
It's great. It's fantastic. We're doing all kinds of agreements with lots of the high schools in our service area, and North is another school that has signed on, which is phenomenal. You know, the partnership with MCCSC is outstanding, and it truly is something that will help our local kids. You know, they can get those that Indiana College Corps of courses completed for free while they're in high school. So if, you know, they're taking a course by one of their own faculty members, but the faculty member is using, you know, our course, our textbook, our tests and things like that. So they're taking a college level class, and it's a great agreement. Students, they can walk out the door and come back, come to Ivy Tech, transfer those courses. Of course, they're going to be transcripted on an Ivy Tech transcript, but they can also take that transcript and take it to IU or any other school, because that Indiana College Corps is approved by all colleges and throughout the state, and pretty much I would say across the country, because you know most everybody, the English comp, you know, math, things like that, those things are going to transfer pretty much everywhere. But it's a great agreement, and we just love our friends at Monroe County School Corporation, and it's awesome.
Another way to get in, to get ahead, and to stay ahead. So that's fun. Chancellor Jenny Vaughn is our guest today. She checks in on Thursdays to make sure that we're behaving and we get all the information out and ready to go. And as we move along through the month of March, there are also classes available for perhaps the non-professional student. We always have some fun with the Center for Lifelong Learning. What else is going on out there? You got all kinds. My favorite one, if I'm reading this correctly, this sounds right up my alley. This is chair yoga. Well, I have a chair. What else do I possibly need?
Well, first you need to enroll in the class. So that is provided through our Center for Lifelong Learning, and it's a, you know, personal enrichment courses. So you can think anything you can think of pretty much we offer, and you can check that out on our website. But yes, we will be offering chair yoga. There's even a functional fitness over 50 class that's focusing on overall strength, flexibility, and balance. Lots of cooking classes, ceramics, all kinds of art classes, anything you could dream of, literally, we have it. And if there's something out there that you think, wow, Ivy Tech should think about this, just let us know, you know, because it's awesome when people in our community share ideas with us so that we can implement them. But we also have summer camps coming up, enrollment for those.
That's right.
It'll be June and July this year, as soon as the kids get out of school and just before they return. We'll have a series of sessions for summer camps, so we'll have Ivy Arts for kids. We have lots of STEM courses, cooking, baking, all of that for kids of all ages, all the way through high school. And we are partnering, as we have in the past, with Constellation Stage and Screen, and they're offering some theater and film classes. So, you know, you register with us and you take that class through Constellation. And we just have so much. So check it out on the website, ivytech.edu/CLL, and that stands for the Center for Lifelong Learning.
Outstanding. Are you guys doing blood today, or was that yesterday?
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yeah,
even better.
Tomorrow. Yep, tomorrow from 10 to 3, again in Treve Hall. We love using Treve Hall, and they love it. And, yes, yeah, so that's being is available. You do need to register in advance with the American Red Cross, and that's pretty easy. You go to their website and put in a zip code of 47401, for example, and it will pop up, and you can just register. There definitely are some spots available, and we'll continue offering, hosting those blood drives even through March, April, May, until I leave, and then that's it.
Oh no, you brought it up. Now I'm going to be sad again. What is the timeline here moving forward? I don't want this to sneak up on me. I mean, it's only February, I know, but what do you got going on?
So my last day will be graduation, which will be May 12th. So they're it's still accepting, I think, applications for the position of chancellor. I think next week a team of people will be reviewing those applications and resumes, and then the ball will get rolling. So we will have more to share later.
All right. So get your applications in, kids, if that's something that you want to pursue. I think we'll have a good idea of who will be the next chancellor. Maybe. Maybe she appears on this program. Maybe he appears on this program. We don't know. We don't know.
Right.
You'll have to stay tuned. All right, we'll have a fantastic weekend. It will be nicer after. Tomorrow's not going to be any fun. I already told you, 34 and cloudy. Okay, that's the only day in the rest of the month that the temperature, the forecast high, is going to be under 45. That's pretty good for February,
yeah,
isn't it?
I will take it. I will 100% take it.
Well, have a great weekend, Chancellor Vaughn, and we will talk to you next week as we wrap up February and get ready again. That spring break. Is that sand? Is that sand between my toes I'm feeling? Is that sunshine? We'll do it all again next week. Thank you so much for your time.
That sounds like a plan. Go Hoosiers.
I like the sound of that as well. That's Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech.